homeless women and men, wheelchairs, deformed, handicapped, that night, instead of eating off cardboard boxes, ate chicken cordon bleu and danced to deep music into the night. One of the more challenging writers that I've read in the last year and a half or so, he says this in his book. The real tragedy in the West is not that rich Christians don't care about the poor. The real tragedy is that rich Christians don't know any poor people. Because if they knew them, you know where this is going, they would care. Jesus stands among us this afternoon. And what he's wanting to know, church, is more than your debates about praise teams and which preacher you follow and which school you send your kids to and which theology you line up with. Jesus stands in our midst this morning, this afternoon, and he says very simply, I'm looking for a few people who will follow me to Jerusalem. And I don't care if it's 2, I don't care if it's 7, I don't care if it's 12. I don't care if you're white, I don't care if you're black, I don't care if you're poor, I don't care if you're rich, I don't care if you're Ivy League, I don't care if you're community college. What I want to know is, will you follow me to Jerusalem and drink my cup and be baptized with my baptism? Because if they kill you, God will raise you from the dead. Perhaps. That's why Jesus says in Matthew 25, you can search for me and you can find me in the margins. Whatever you've done for the least of these, you've done for me.